Fake confidence versus real confidence and how to achieve it. Welcome or welcome back. Today is all about confidence 101. What is the difference between fake and real confidence? So to be a person that is fully immersed in their confidence, we need external and internal confidence. FYI, in this very moment, I'm not talking about externally sourced versus internally sourced confidence, where externally is like where you're getting your confidence from other people's approval or opinions, and internally is when you're seeking your own approvals and reassuring yourself. So external confidence is heavily reliant on faking it till you make it, as most of us have heard. And that is a big part of the journey for many people, and it does work in many different ways. External confidence is also kind of like the easiest part to explore in your confidence journey. And the easiest way for me to describe it is when you can look confident on the outside or externally, like standing up straight, making eye contact, having good posture, chin up, you know the vibes. Now, internal confidence is about genuinely feeling good about yourself on the inside, fully trusting yourself, relying on your own reassurance, etc. Now, although both components are super important to being that higher version of yourself and creating her, many people who are embarking on their journey of confidence will eventually find themselves being able to put on a facade in front of a crowd of people, but when they go home and they're alone with themselves, they're actually super self-critical, constantly doubting and judging themselves, and overall just have a racing mind over themselves and their self-concept. And when this comes to the surface of your mind, you feel this sense of like fakeness, or I guess imposter syndrome, because your internal world is not aligning with what you're showing on the external world. I know it to be true because I've been through that. It takes a lot of courage, vulnerability, and a sense of humbleness to admit that you don't have genuine, real confidence. And if you've admitted it, I commend you, because that is the first step to starting to build real confidence. When you are truly confident on the inside, you do not need constant reassurance or approval of others. You trust your own opinion, and your confidence comes from sources within you, not outside of you, such as what people say about you, the compliments or insults you receive, how much you fit into your society or beauty norms of the time, your weight, designer clothing you wear, and the list goes on. Instead, it's coming from your positive self-talk, your self-concept, sticking to what you say you're gonna do, aka keeping the promises you make to yourself, sticking to your values and your boundaries effortlessly, participating in self-love, and growing that garden inside of you. Now, before we continue, I'm gonna mention a common misconception, because I would hate to see anybody let this hold them back from literally growing. If you tell yourself, I will let myself feel much more confident when I am, for example, this weight or have this amount of money, you are feeding yourself lies. Think about it like this. If you right now have a beat up car, a Honda, sorry to offend anybody who has a Honda, but let's say you have this beat up Honda, right? And you throw trash in it and you just treat it like crap and you beat it up and you always say, oh, I hate this car, I hate this car. Once you do get that new, nicer car and the novelty wears off, you're gonna end up thinking about it the same way, and you're gonna want a shiny new toy again, and you're gonna end up throwing wrappers in it all over again. Where imagine you treated your car now with love and took care of it and had immense gratitude for it, how much faster, one, you would manifest that new shiny car into your life, but long term, you will be so much more content when you do have that new car. Now, the same goes for your body or an aspect of your life. I usually use body because that's an issue that a lot of women have regarding confidence, especially in the Western world. But if you give your body and your life love now and foster confidence, no matter what your circumstances are, not only will you achieve your dream body or your dream life faster if you give it love, if you're talking crap about your body now, once you do eventually get that new body, if the thoughts are not actively being changed, your brain is going to carry the habit of having self-deprecated thoughts about your body, because that's just how the brain works. Your brain sees body in mirror, and that sets off a signal that sets off self-deprecating thought. My point is, don't think that getting a certain body, thing, or hairstyle is going to be the thing that sets off long-term confidence. Zero in on creating an abundance of internal confidence now so that you can lay a foundation for your fruitful future. Now, I love the self-help world, obviously, and informative talks are great and all, but when it's a topic so vague as confidence, I get so annoyed when they don't leave me with any actionable steps, because I'm like, okay, cool, but how? So of course, I'm gonna set up some actionable steps for you to do today and for the rest of your life so that you can develop a strong sense of internal confidence. Number one, and arguably the most important, where you will see a big difference if you implement these steps, is getting rid of self-doubt. I have some hacks and some steps that I have used in my own life, and I've changed my confidence. So my absolute favorite confidence hack is doing what you actually say you're gonna do, aka keeping the promises that you make to yourself. Of course, this is easier said than done, but there are little steps that you can do to eventually become unstoppable. Think about it. If you've tried multiple times in your life to start up a new, intense, fitness plan, but ends up giving up every time on Thursday or after 1 week or 2 weeks, the next time you go and write up a new fitness plan, you are not going to feel too confident that you're going to be able to stick to that plan. Because how can you trust yourself if in the past you've never stuck to the plan? However, if you said you're just going to go on a 10-minute walk every single day with your morning coffee, that is much more achievable. And as you show up every day, you get more and more confident through each day that passes that you'll be able to show up the following day. So if your confidence and self-trust is at an all-time low, I always suggest making a very, very small and achievable promise to yourself. Now, I always tell my friends this example, but let's say, for example, I promise myself that I am going to cut my lemon in half and squeeze it into my water tomorrow morning and drink it. So the only promise I made to myself for tomorrow is to drink a lemon water. Done. Promise kept, super easy. So maybe the next day, now I'm gonna promise myself that I'm gonna wake up 15 minutes earlier than I usually do. And to make it even easier for myself, I'm gonna put my phone on the other side of the room so I have to get up and turn off the alarm. Done. Promise kept, and you keep building and building up promises over time. And after repeatedly building up attainable promises that you've made to yourself, eventually when the time comes that you're gonna promise yourself that you are going to start this business or set a boundary in a relationship, you are more than confident that you're able to keep that promise that you made to yourself. And that is self-trust, which is a huge component of internal confidence. Now, hear me out. Another one of my favorite hacks is to consistently use exposure therapy to get out of your comfort zone on the daily. In a time that I had extreme anxiety, and I'm talking about extreme, like therapist after therapist, like not leaving my house type of anxiety, once I started healing from that, I developed this hack of daily exposure therapy. So basically how it works is that any time that I caught myself having a thought that was like, oh, I'm scared to do that because XYZ or because so-and-so or these people will judge me if I do that, I caught myself and I was like, oh, and I had to do that exact thing, whether it was the stupidest thing or like an actual serious thing. I remember this one time I was at like, you know, a function and they were cookies and nobody was touching the cookies. And I was like, I want to go get a cookie. But then I had a thought and I was like, oh, but if I get that cookie, like all these like skinny girls and pretty girls around me are gonna think I'm a little fatty. Mind you, completely irrational thought because I was a literal stick at the time and like, who cares? But it was so real in my head. And I was fighting with myself and my brain. And I was like, I don't even eat gluten. I'm full. Like, I don't even want the cookie. It was just a thought. Like, I'm not gonna get the cookie. But I caught myself and I caught that thought and I caught myself in a moment to grow and to use my exposure therapy. And that's how it works. And I was like, nope, well, I had the thought and I sensed the fear of judgment and now I have to go get the cookie even if I'm not gonna eat it. So I went and picked up the cookie that I didn't even eat. And guess what happened? There was nothing special about it. Literally nobody came up to me and was like, oh my God, you got a cookie, like you're so fat. Or like, I'm sure nobody even saw or even had any mind to it. And if they did care, they have their own problem with cookies in their own brain and like that's for them to heal. So by noticing the thoughts that come from fear or fear of judgment and actually acting against them, once you build this muscle over time, when the day comes that you have to give a public speech or go to a networking event, you're gonna be able to manage any thoughts of self-doubt that come up regarding your ability to perform or be calm and collected. And it overall just helps with anxiety, especially if you have social anxiety or fear of judgment. Affirmations are an amazing tool for building internal confidence. Now, be cautious of affirmations because they're not magic, but they're very, very beneficial if you use it correctly for changing your subconscious mind and the thoughts that you have about yourself. Now, when I first started doing affirmations, it was a bit uncomfortable, I could say, because you know, you make certain comments about yourself like, I love you, I'm loved, I'm beautiful, I'm lovable, etc. And for some of the affirmations, you might get this feeling of like, no, that's not true. But that is the beauty of affirmations because then you can go on to explore that. And so you dig into that and explore that a little bit more and you're like, why do I feel this way? What led me to feel this way? What things in my past have made me feel this way? And after repeating certain affirmations about yourself, over time you become more and more comfortable with these comments and they become your real beliefs. It's crazy to uncover feelings that you have about yourself that have been unseen for ages. I promise you, after just a few weeks of doing affirmations, they are literally like magic and you'll just start to feel so much better. I'm gonna read for you guys a few of my favorite affirmations. Oh, I haven't had coffee in so long. This coffee is literally making me sweat. Okay, ready? Everything I need and desire comes to me at the perfect time. I feel glorious, dynamic energy. I am active and alive. I am a unique and beautiful soul. I'm so incredibly lovable. Everyone around me is lovable. I love and approve of myself. I am naturally confident and outgoing. I have a bunch of affirmations there, and a very powerful tool that I've learned is to actually go in your voice memos and record the affirmations. And then that way, when you wake up or when you're going to sleep or anytime during the day, you just play that voice memo and listen to yourself telling yourself these affirmations. It's beautiful. I'm gonna warn you, the journey of developing true internal confidence does come with quite a bit of shadow work. I used to hear about shadow work and think like, oh, that sounds like so much work. I have to like journal out everything and blah, blah, blah. No, you can journal about your shadow work. You can go to therapy. You can go to spiritual healers and all of these things if you want. But sometimes the most powerful thing is just slowing down and listening to your thoughts and mending every negative or self-deprecating thought that comes up. Okay, great, now how do I do this and how do I actually change these subconscious thoughts? So in order to do this, you actually have to be cognizant and not overstimulated so that you can hear these subconscious thoughts that have been running through your brain without you even realizing. Okay, cool, like how do I do that? You have to slow down and realize in your life where you are being constantly stimulated. In this day and age, most of us are always having something on, whether we're scrolling through our phones, we're watching TV, we're watching Netflix while we're eating, we're listening to music while we're in transportation or in the car. Sometimes the easiest first step is when you're in the car or in transportation, don't read a book and don't put on music, just be. Try to get an app like Opal to limit your screen time so that you're not scrolling mindlessly on your phone for hours a day. So get rid of the excess stimulation and slow down. Stop rushing from one thing to another. Don't have the TV on while you're cooking. Just cook. And once you start slowing down and are not always in need of constant stimulation, you're going to see that you're more aware of your thoughts, and certain thoughts are going to pop up and be like, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like have I always been thinking this thought about myself? And just a tip, when you are stimulated, you should be very aware of your feed on social media and your brain diet. Your feed is a reflection of your brain. So next time you're scrolling, try to scroll past all the negative stuff or like junk food. I know that was a big problem on my feed. So that eventually your feed is all about things you like Bible verses or self-growth stuff. For example, if now I'm less stimulated and I'm at the gym, I'm not listening to music, I'm just working out and I'm looking in the mirror and I realize I get this thought and I'm like, oh, like my body just looks so flabby, or like look at this roll or this cellulite here. I notice it and I'm like, whoa. And I just tell myself something that feels more positive, it feels good in my body, such as, God made me in this perfect image, I'm here and I'm doing something amazing for my body and I'm beautiful. And I move on with my life, and when another negative thought comes up, I notice it, I catch it, I release it with love, and I replace it with something better. I think in this episode, it's a bit important to talk about embarrassment, and this is one of my favorite topics because I genuinely can say that I very rarely feel embarrassed. And I think it's so crucial to develop certain constructs around embarrassment. Now, one, using the exposure therapy method that I mentioned is going to be very helpful in overcoming embarrassment. Because last year I explained my exposure therapy thing to my friends, and we developed this thing where my friends would be like, okay, Mia, exposure therapy, like go talk to that random person and ask them like if you could use their pants or something. And normally like people would be like, no, like that's so embarrassing, I'm not gonna do it. But that's when you do it. So they would say it and I would just be like, okay, Mia, this is for your growth. This is exposure therapy. It's just like a little lesson. And I would go up to that random person and ask for their pants or something super stupid and random. And doing little things like that would just make me desensitized to the concept of embarrassment. But anyways, I think everybody should change their concepts on embarrassment so that it can help them. Now you can find something that resonates with you. I know this is a bit extreme, but something that I say is like, well, we're all gonna be dead in 100 years. And usually like if it's a stranger or something, I'll be like, I'm never gonna see these people ever again. Now I'm about to put some truth on you. If you are dealing in a situation where embarrassment can be present, or you have fear of judgment with a group of people that are not strangers, and you're thinking to yourself like, oh, if I do this thing, these people are gonna think I'm crazy or I'm weird, take a humble step back and realize that you actually do not know what these people are thinking, and who are you to say what they're thinking? For example, if I'm filming in public and I'm thinking to myself like, oh, that guy over there thinks like what is this girl doing, like thinking she's an influencer or something, who am I to know what that guy is thinking? That guy is probably worried about his kids or something. I don't know. 90% of the time, we are making up things in our head of other people's opinions that they have not even explicitly told us. And it's all just existing in our heads. We are literally torturing ourselves without having any truth to back it up. And granted, who cares if somebody judges you? Because people who judge so harshly and are so critical of others, it's just a reflection of themselves. So next time somebody highly negatively judges you, just know that they also highly judge themselves in the inside. So take it as a confession. Take it as a confession that they have a poor relationship with themselves. When people talk bad about you, take it as a confession, because if people are talking bad about you and gossiping about you, guess what? It's just a reflection and it works the opposite way. Those people also talk bad about themselves. So all you do is feel sorry that they have a poor relationship with themselves and lack self-love. You pray for them and you release it. Another hack I like to use for confidence and just self-love in general is to talk to my younger self. Now, before I lived in London and I had a car in Miami, I used to do this all the time. I would be like in my driver's seat and talking to my younger self as if she was in the passenger seat, like a literal crazy person. And I would genuinely feel like I was talking to my younger self, and I would tell her about my life now, and she would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you've come this far. And like, she would look up to me and she saw how beautiful I was. You guys, just try it in a way that works for you. I swear it's so healing and it lets us take a step back and realize how far we've come. And being aware of how amazing we are now and how far we've come just adds to that confidence and makes us excited for where we're gonna be in the future. As somebody with internal confidence, you have to be fully in love with yourself. A lack of self-love and internal confidence do not go together. Again, self-love is such a vague concept, and if you feel like it's something that you need to immensely work on, I have a huge recommendation, because I obviously cannot get into all the hacks for that in one video, and I'm also not a self-love expert. However, I listened to this book by Louise Hay when I was 17, and I just finished it again now, and it has absolutely changed the game for me in self-love. It actually wasn't until I listened to this audiobook called The Powers Within You by Louise Hay that I actually started to develop genuine confidence. Now, I didn't even read the book. There's a 7-hour free audio file on YouTube of the book. You literally have no excuse to not listen to it. It's so life-changing. It's free. And I just listen to it while I'm in bed, while I'm drinking tea, while I'm doing my makeup. I used to listen to it when I was driving. She is literally a godsend, and she will help you uncover so many things that are blocking you from self-love and just getting closer to your higher self. And it's so easy to understand, like any age could listen to this book. If there's any tip that anyone were to take away from this podcast or this video, is for them to listen to that book. I was actually listening to a clip from it this morning, and I saved this quote she said, and she said, "If you don't reject yourself, nobody will either. And if they do, it certainly won't matter to you." Queen, she's literally such a queen. I mean, she passed away now, God bless her, but she is such a queen. She left such a beautiful gift to this earth. And another hack that I learned from this book that I've kept since I was 17 is not using the word should. So she says that a bell should go off in your head when you hear the word should, because the word should carries guilt and shame with it. So when you hear yourself saying, "Oh, I should have done this," a bell clicks and you say, "I was doing the best I could with the knowledge and understanding that I have, and when I know better, I'll do better." I kid you not, to this day, when I have a thought and the word should is in it, a bell rings and I repeat this to myself in my brain. I kid you not, that is the one hack that led me to not beat myself up, as somebody who used to beat themselves up so much. And of course, beating yourself up contradicts internal confidence, so it's just another thing that helped me get to where I am today. I could go on and on about this topic forever, but that is all of the tips and the hacks and the insights that I have for you guys. Of course, this is a journey that you and I will be on until the day we die, and we just keep getting better and better every day. But there's no better day to start than today, so I really hope that this helped someone. I have all my socials in the description or the show notes, and make sure to share this podcast with somebody who you think this would help.